Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. This is your host, Estelle. Have you ever dreamed about seeing the future? Knowing what would happen in our lives in another 10 years sounds fascinating, doesn't it? What if I told you I knew exactly what would happen in the next minute? About 250 people will be born, another 105 people will die, and 116 people will get married, 400 people will sign up for Facebook, and McDonald's will sell 4,500 burgers. See? I have mastered my ability to predict the future, and I will tell you a secret. The lottery numbers for next Monday will be 5, 11, 27, and just kidding. I have no idea what will happen in the future. If only I could really foretell the lottery numbers. But all of the above, except the lottery numbers, are true facts, according to today's video. It's a fun video telling us all the things that will occur in the next 60 seconds. And I can certainly tell you this. In another second, we will look at our sentence of the day. 现在呢, 就让我们来看看今天的句子. The world is one big factory, and it's an amazing thing to behold when you break it down. 慢一点再来一次. The world is one big factory, and it's an amazing thing to behold when you break it down. 发音的部分我们首先要来看到factory这个字, 它有两种念法,可以念factory 或是factory。 然后呢, 在你念an amazing这两个字的时候呢, 要把它连音连起来, an amazing, 然后还要注意and的短音a, an amazing的长音a, an amazing, an amazing. 再来behold这个字的e其实念很快的话可以发成呃呃的音, behold, behold. 然后break的ea要注意发的是长音a哟, a, a, break, break. 再来看到抑扬顿挫的部分, 当你念到句子里面的one big的时候呢, 语调可以上扬, the world is one big factory, 然后看到逗点停顿一下, and it's an amazing thing to behold when you break it down. 念到behold的时候呢, 语调可以稍稍上扬, 然后带出之后的when子句。 再来我们来看看今天要学习的单字, 第一个单字呢是factory, factory是名词, 就是工厂, for example, the little boy's dream job is to work at a chocolate factory, 那名小男孩的梦想就是在一间巧克力工厂上班, 要特别注意哦, 在工厂的介系词我们用的是at, at a factory. 这个例句让我想到我小时候超爱看的一部电影, 叫做Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, 巧克力冒险工厂, 里面有各种色彩缤纷啊, 看起来非常好吃啊, 糖果饼干, 让我到现在还是很想去Willy Wonka的工厂工作。 第二个单字我们来看到amazing, amazing是由动词amaze而来, amaze的意思是使大为惊奇, 使惊讶, 像是the fact that the 5-year-old girl can fluently speak 5 languages amazes everyone, 那名5岁小女孩会流利地说5种语言, 让所有人都非常惊讶, 那amazing就是amaze的现在分词, 当成形容词用的时候意思是惊人的, 令人惊喜的, 或是非常棒的, last night's concert was amazing, we had a great time enjoying the live music. 昨天晚上的演唱会棒呆了，我们非常享受现场的音乐。然后呢， amazed的过去分词 amazed 也可以当成形容词使用，意思就是感到十分惊奇的、惊愕的。I am amazed by the breathtaking scenery on the top of the mountain. 山顶令人屏息的美景让我十分惊奇。第三个单字我们来看到 behold. Behold呢，它是动词，意思是看见、注视。 For example, only few had the chance to behold the extraordinary sight of the earth from outer space. 只有极为少数的人能够有机会从外太空注视地球的美景。或者是 sunset by the wetland is a fabulous sight to behold. 湿地的夕阳美景令人叹为观止。Behold也很常以命令式出现, 就是我们中文所说的看啊瞧啊要来引起大家的注意这样。有些魔术师为了戏剧效果呢, 会大喊 behold 来吸引观众的注意力像这样。 Behold, the Statue of Liberty will disappear in the next minute. 注意, 自由女神像将马上会变不见。 最后我们来看到breakdown这个动词片语。 Breakdown的意思呢, 就是分解。 We have to break down how to use our app into smaller steps to help our users understand better. 我们必须将应用程式的使用方法分解成不同的小步骤以便使用者理解。 Break down 也可以指破坏或是使瓦解。The purpose of this meeting is to break down the barriers between the two countries and forge a reliable partnership. 这次会谈的目的在于打破两国之间的藩篱，并建立可靠的合作关系。Break down 也可以拿来当作不及物动词使用，就是机器失灵、故障。Our car suddenly broke down and we are stuck in the middle of nowhere. 因为车子突然抛锚了，我们被困在一个鸟不生蛋的荒凉地方。那它也可以指瓦解、崩坏。Her mental health broke down due to the countless hateful comments people had made about her. 她的精神健康因人们无数的恶意批评而崩溃。Break down 也可以指人情绪崩溃。The old man broke down and cried upon hearing the death of his son. 那名老人一听见儿子死讯便崩溃大哭。如果把 breakdown 写成一个字呢，它就会变成名词形态。For example, the breakdown of negotiations kept the two companies from reaching a deal.两家公司因谈判破裂而无法达成协议。Alright, let's go through our sentence one last time. The world is one big factory, and it's an amazing thing to behold when you break it down. The world really is huge. With all the things that happen every minute of every day, our troubles and worries seem smaller. And it's actually not that bad not to know what the future holds. That's what makes us look forward to the unexpected journey that will come along.That's what makes us cherish every moment, and that's what makes our lives exciting and fun. Okay, that's it for our lesson today. Make sure you record your own challenge. 如果你有在使用我们的 VoiceTube app 的话呢，一定要按下右上角的分享键，把这一集这个 app 分享给你所有的朋友一起学英文。然后右上角分享键的旁边还有一个播放键，按下去呢就可以直接跳到今天口说挑战所引用的这个影片。你可以学习到更多不同的单字用法哦，一定要去看，一定要去练习听力。Thank you for listening today. See you next time. Bye.